Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Daniel Dietcher, CMS Hex, Wilfred Les Marius, Pager 3.14, Robert Light, Stu Pollock, Daniel, Camille, Kelsey Wolfe, Sarah Neeshaw. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 96 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Azu.
Sasha Rackett.
Hamid Salah Harun Al-Tahan.
Grizzoptrick Act Amsterdam.
Super proud of you. You guys got these intros down.
Yay.
That means that when it goes wrong, it's because you're actively sabotaging.
Yep.
Pretty much.
That's the case, yeah. We come up and plan all the interjections before.
It's the only way we can get you back for a percentage of the pain you inflicted on us. You know, it's how we were perfect that time? It's because last episode you gave us a nice thing.
I gave you a
nice
thing.
You let something nice happen.
Yeah.
And look what the benefits.
It's going to be so brilliant when you all suffer because of the nice thing.
So basically, every time you're going to do a bad thing, just think about us looking at you saying, nice podcast you have here. Shame if it were derailed.
Which leads us seamlessly into last things that have happened. I believe you had a conversation with basically one of the heads of the world, and it went pretty well.
Yeah.
Seemed like a nice,
so starstruck.
Like, could have gone worse. Could have gone worse.
So much worse.
So for once,
we could have been eaten.
Yeah, literally,
not a single one of us got eaten.
So for once, I'm going to let you all choose where we rejoin the action. Where would you all like to rejoin the action?
Sasha's going to really enjoy putting all her knives back.
She definitely flashed
to that, and just you can see her visibly relax.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, that as the about the eighth one goes, okay. that went all right.
Yeah, could have gone a lot worse.
I am so pleased for you. Azu looks dangerously like she's going to hug you, and then she just gives you a... She remembers from last time.
Sasha's just holding two knives.
Yeah, she notices the knives and remembers what happened last time she tried to hug you and just gives you a thumbs up. Just like,
the mage behind the desk, by the way, is just like all smiles. His face is just a mass of wrinkles with a big grin, and he's just double thumbs up like, yeah.
Sasha
I'm just going to hug him instead.
Nice.
Sasha gestures back with her two knives as if they were thumbs up.
Nice.
Oscar. Indispensable, eh? Singular talent, eh?
Complete deadpan from him. You'd be amazed what kind of miscommunications can happen.
Whatever, mate. Say, Era, so we've got permission to get the heart of Aphrodite and use it, so how do we go about doing that?
It'll be complicated. The Tahan branch is obviously locked down at the moment because of all the trouble, but obviously this is going to supersede that. Is tomorrow okay? I can make that happen.
Yeah?
Looking at Sasha.
Yeah. I guess we should take it to Aaron Fairhands. If
What's
He'll be the best person to actually perform the required healing, I guess.
From what I hear, yeah, I that'd be my guess as well. Although, I suspect he might be a bit grabby.
Clingy.
That's a better word.
Make sure it's
so, yeah, let's
it's
just
alone.
Let's just make sure it's maybe
gift.
In a... Maybe in a highly visible space, but not necessarily a public affair, if you see what I mean.
Yes.
You might have to kill him after, you say.
Not... No.
No!
No, that's not...
No!
Wow, no.
Although, actually, you know, Azu, if you say you kind of helped to make
Wrinkly
happen,
mage behind the desk hearing we're going to have to kill him. Yeah!
Everyone's facing the other way except Sasha.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Double thumbs up.
Double knives.
Yeah. He's just miming like.
Sasha mimes a stab.
What a murderous old man. What a murderous
old man. Dude, that dude can cast maximized fireball.
I mean,
if I could cast maximized fireball, I'd be a lot more murderous.
So Cyrus there going, right, well, I'm going to have to head back to the house and, you know, fill in paperwork. That's my life. Is there anything else that you'll need? You're happy to... Obviously, you're welcome to come in the carriage with me. Wild, do you need anything? Whilst they're going, I'm sure everything's fine.
So the Heart of Aphrodite is in the...
As far as I'm aware, it's in the meritocratic vaults of the Tahan branch. Specifically the...
Are you getting it, or do we need to get it?
I'll get back to you tomorrow, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right. Yeah. That's... done then, I guess.
Well done. He clearly liked you, by the way.
Cool.
Good. Thank
I told you we would solve this.
Sorry, just sort of gives a nod, goes over to Hamid, taps him on the shoulder a bit, and then heads out through the main doors.
I'll give her a hug goodbye.
Wild starts heading off through the main doors as well, back into the court. He doesn't wait for you, he just does so.
They're how we got here, so we should probably...
Let's go in the same carriage, I guess. Back to the house.
I'm just going to...
Oh, no, but we've said bye. It's going to be really awkward.
Smash
yes, like when you walk in the same direction. And
smash cut to interior of the carriage. It is awkward.
Hammond is doing the awkward turtle with his hands.
Oh, no. Wow, that is an old reference.
Smash cut from awkwardness in the carriage to back to the Tahan household. What is your plan as a group? Zaire has sort of awkwardly said... a semi-goodbye again,
yeah.
And then headed to the office. Wild has sort of made himself scarce and made a point of not making eye contact with any of you.
Oh, so Azu wants to have a party.
We still have this key that was supposed to investigate, which might be to another box within the vault, so it'd be quite good if we could get in there to get the... But it might be for somewhere else.
Let's go find out. We've got a day free, right?
Yeah.
For potentially the first time in about... month, I mean, in real terms, like 3 years worth of playing, you have a small amount of downtime.
Yeah.
And all of you, apart from Azu, have money to spend, I believe. Who's buying what? Because I'm assuming you want to buy things.
Oh, I'm buying a belt of dexterity.
Yep, makes sense. Could you walk audience through what it does?
It gives me +2 to dex.
And is a belt.
Yep, that's basically it.
Wait,
but it's really useful.
How much does it cost?
4,000.
Right, Sasha sees Hamid buying that. And then buys one too.
Very nice, very nice.
Hamid is stylish. Well, Sasha's is subtle.
You don't tell Sasha. Maybe Sasha's finally decided that neon is the way to go. You don't know.
Oh, neon black. Yes, a good look.
Grizzle,
no,
are you getting
you
anything?
Don't want a pure glowing black. has reading
Discworld
taught you nothing? No.
Yeah.
Anything for Grizzle?
Yeah, I'll just buy some potions.
Sure.
Cure moderates?
Yep.
Yeah, how much? Oh.
300 each for cure moderate wounds.
No, sold that. No, I'm not buying anything.
As a paladin of all the things, it's going to have the least use. Anything else for anyone else?
Oh, yeah, I also bought, because Sasha doesn't really know if she'll have to go adventuring while living or dead, 2 cure light wounds and 2 cause light
Sasha
wounds.
Would make an excellent scout. Always prepared.
That's That's, yeah, she's kind of aware. So where do I put that? So I put my dex.
And Azu.
Azu goes and has a nap.
You know what? In terms of this, like, yeah, fill your boots. In a campaign that I'm running, taking some time to go to sleep is never a bad call.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I
and sleep is free.
Do two other things.
Okay.
I go to the normal branch of the Tahan Bank where I have my personal account.
Mm-hmm.
I ask to access my safe deposit box.
Mm-hmm.
I go and look in it. It's got some mementos from my childhood, which I leave in there. And I use the opportunity alone in that room to just check whether the key I have that I found in the original Tesla notebook fits the correctly numbered box in that room. I am assuming it doesn't.
It does not.
Cool.
Also, I won't RP it. You run into small amounts of trouble as your actions at the bank are now under heavy scrutiny because of all the faff with your dad and your brother, which is still up in the air. So
yeah, totally
you're
fair.
Very much under scrutiny.
They
don't objectively stop you because you are technically innocent, but it is very much every eye is on you while
I'll
you're there.
I'll get them to stop looking at me for a while by just crying over the childhood mementos.
Aww.
Oh, standard.
Crying as a weapon. Like
yep.
it.
Mm.
Grizzop, anything you're filling your day with?
Yes, I am writing a report back to Ava.
Good! Bonus points for good RP and remembering things.
The other thing Ham is doing, probably not till the evening, is writing a letter to Zolf.
Feelings! I'm sure it's terrible.
It will be available as bonus Patreon content.
I'm sure it's awful.
Now you have to write it before this episode comes out.
Yeah. Giving myself a deadline.
Sasha, anything else you're doing apart from shopping?
Oh my gosh, I've got so many stats to modify because everything that I rely
dex.
On is dex.
Yep.
Yeah.
Basically everything that's dex related goes up by one.
Basically, I'm now one better.
Yep.
That is how that works.
And Azu, you have your nap. Anything else that you want to do or just nap hard?
Yes.
Nap hard too, nap hard.
She did some press ups and stuff using the staff again as like weights.
Sasha's going to throw daggers at a tree for ages.
Okay.
Ooh. Are we like sort of
no.
in the same.
Yeah. Nice.
It's a training montage, guys.
If you want to find her, then you'd have to actively seek her out. She's staring into space, a little shell shocked. It's still hitting every time.
Montage.
Last chance. Anyone have anything else that they want to do, or do I accelerate time? Blah style. Last chance. Going once. Going twice. Anyone getting in trouble? Anyone picking a fight? No. Sold. Right. Everyone, please. And by everyone, I mean Hamid specifically.
So not everyone.
Yeah, I realised my mistake after I started that sentence.
Everyone there, Alex.
Now we know where we stand.
All the people that I care about. Bryn, could you please... right.
Wow.
It's
canon that he hates you, but I didn't... This is the first time he said it about the other two.
So, it is late at night. Let's say...
I've just finished my letter to Zolf and my eyeliner is really running.
Yes. And it's really awkward because then your finger starts to grow hot.
Cool.
What did you do?
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Hammett.
Great.
And how are you?
Yeah, also pretty good.
How's the family? Doing well?
Doing just great.
Yeah, I heard.
I imagine you did.
How exactly do you plan on making this right, Hammett?
Making this right. Well... I thought I might start by ignoring you. That seems right to me.
You have no idea how badly you have turned this situation, do you?
You don't seem to realise just how little I care about what you think. I have walked through the fire. If you think you can scare me anymore... You could not be more wrong.
Oh, I don't think I can scare you anymore. Let's just say that I'm not going to be able to run interference for you anymore. If you fetch me the heart, they'll leave you alone. If you don't, I'm not giving them the orders. Just remember that when things escalate.
Just so you know... Today,
I met a meritocrat, and he basically did everything we wanted him to do. And if there's a person who should be worried here, it's you. Because I can basically come and find you whenever I want. And trust me, I've grown a lot since we last met. Ta-ta for now!
Have fun with the cult, Hamid. The ring no longer is hot. It did cools into a nice, nice normal ring.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah! Go, Hamid!
I'm just going to test it and see if it's still stuck on. I'm assuming it is, but it's possible he's realised it's not going to do anything for him
still
anymore.
Stuck on.
Yeah. Let's get metal. Chop your finger off. Come on.
I mean, that's literally what Sasha did.
There you go. Well, your metal is hammered.
Yeah.
The next day.
Not yet.
Yeah. Dawn of the like...
Slam cut to hammer going...
I didn't think this through! Where's the paladins? Where are the paladins?
Sasha. To be honest, if he decides that the best thing to do is cut off his finger, the person he'll run to is Sasha.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. After it's been cut off, he'll run to the paladins.
Sasha, could you please give me
a
fort save?
Please be good. No, that was a two. Ooh.
Two?
Total?
Five. I'm not very forty.
Four further damage.
What are you on?
However, I will draw attention, because you all ignore the good things. Mm. No one makes a will save this evening.
Hooray!
Gosh, you're so gracious.
Morning breaks, and we've done your saves. I'm gonna set the tone with breakfast again. You are circumnavigating breakfast. And Sayra comes in and...
Just punting around in a pot.
Sayra comes in and is looking a little bit better than last time she crashed breakfast. Okay, cool. Paperwork's done. They've agreed to let us fetch it from the meritocratic vault under supervision. It's a bit distressing that we have to have permission to do so in this way, but...
Yeah, of course.
They're happy for us to transport it to Fair Hands under watch. Fair Hands is permitted to use it, and then we return it back to the meritocratic vaults. They were very clear, though, that the only thing that we can really make use of is the heart. That said, I've been meaning to talk to all of you.
Sure.
I currently appear to have a tomb underneath the bank.
Yeah. I wondered what you were going to do about that.
Someone's going to have to go. This is an offer. It is not a request. If you would be willing to explore the tomb, basically, we need to know entrances and exits. That's it. If it's full of horrible things...
Also make it safe, I guess?
Honestly, mostly I just need to know entrances and exits. Then we can arrange to send people down to clear the thing out. If you want to clear it out, go nuts. But right now I could really do with someone just letting me know how bad the situation is. You don't have to do this. I can find other people to do it, but... The bank has a rather large fund set aside for basically emergency security measures, which I'd be willing to use.
We've got a mission, though.
Oh, right. Sorry, I didn't know.
I mean, we've done other things before while we're there. I mean, you know, our broader mission is to help in general. Like, when we were in Prague, it wasn't part of our mission to fight those zombies, but we did it.
Yeah, but they were actively attacking and no one else could help. Like, don't we have a time-critical thing about...
I don't know if it is time critical, to be honest. That was never what was said to us by Wild.
All right, if Wild doesn't care, then whatever.
Wild is not here, by the way. I realise that I now actively need to spell it out. Is someone having a private conversation? Wild's not here.
I think, you know, the idea was always that we'd, you know, take other jobs partly as cover and partly just to help people out while we were going around doing the thing.
With a hunt, the more time you wait, the more time your enemy has to get away and bed down and set up defences.
Well, sorry,
we're not so much doing a hunt.
Am I treading on me?
It was more of an information gathering thing.
So Wild,
for information.
Wild didn't really go into any detail. Do I need to know what this is?
No, I don't think we need to share the details, really.
This isn't going to affect anything else because it's been a heck of a week.
It shouldn't do. It shouldn't do.
Okay, all right. Well, let me know what you decide. It's an offer, like I said. But apart from that, I'm not going to be heading with you today. I've got things to be doing, and
course,
as long as
yeah.
you report at the entrance, they're happy to walk you through the setup.
Yeah. We'll try and let you know this evening.
Yes, best of luck. And best of luck, Sasha.
Thank you for that.
Well, it's all right. I mean, I didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
I just didn't get in the way.
Well,
best of luck, and if you have any problems, you can come to me, but I got a lot to do. She sort of gives a curt nod in a sort of friendly way, but rushes off quite quickly to get on with her business.
So the last thing before we head over to the vaults, I do think it would be best if one of you, looking at the two paladins, took this key. And, you know, I think that clearly the people are not going to trust me, but we need to know if this key opens something in that vault, and we need to know what is inside. We're not intending to take it, and the two of you, obviously, as paladins, you know, are not going to steal something, and people know that you're not going to steal something, whereas right now I'm going to be under heavy scrutiny, so it's probably best if it's not me that checks. Is that fair? Is that okay?
In fact, it is worth spelling something out, which I've never really spelled out in this campaign, which is there's a certain assumption when it comes to paladins, which is it's similar to police in some ways, but what it really comes down to is when it comes to paladins, it is there are literally gods going, yeah, you meet the cut. It isn't can you run fast? Did you give the right answers in an exam? There is a divine element to this, and part of it is there is a presumption that paladins are right about moral matters. Sometimes that creates problems. But, you know, if a paladin says, listen, this isn't okay, people will listen. And if a paladin says it is, people will also listen. They have a
and also if they
decent amount of status
their
in
own
that
ethics,
regard.
They lose their magic powers, so it's quite easy to tell if they've done something wrong.
Look at me, paladin! Ooh, that's tinfoil. Quiet, paladin. Zone of truth. Ooh.
Tin!
But in all seriousness, yeah, it is a it is a major aspect of this world, which hasn't necessarily come up much, but I feel with two paladins, it's probably going to start coming up a bit more.
Yeah, useful to know.
So, heading to...
So who wants to take the key?
Ah, yes.
I'm happy to take it, yeah.
Cool.
In that case, then, heading off to the meritocratic offices?
Sasha, yeah.
Sasha
well, the
a bit
meritocratic
like,
vault.
Don't offer it to me, bugger. I wouldn't need the key. Fun.
You head over to the bank. I say bank, you know what I mean. The large modified pyramid. And there is a guard sort of troop waiting for you just inside the entrance. Obviously, there's large crowds at the front, but no one seems to really be paying you attention. It's very much just ambient reporting. But within the actual main foyer, you are provided with basically a small guard of two actual, like, armoured fighters, and two, they seem to be casters. They are, like, maybe lightly armoured, but in a way that is clear they're there for the magics and not much else. And they lead you through the main foyer. Hamage, you head past the side stairs that would have taken you to the VIP area, and then they lead you to a set of double doors at the opposite end. And the lead guard, she turns to you, waves her hand across the double doors, and the doors unlock, open, and she turns to all of you and goes, "You have permission to fetch the heart of Aphrodite, and that is all. Please do not stray. We are permitted to use lethal force if people do so."
Session keeps her fingers interlocked with one another.
Can I use this key on something?
No one told us anything about a key. For what?
Then forget it.
That's... I'm going to roll the sense motive. We'll see what that means when we get back.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
So, returning in, I know the result of the sense motive.
I think the rest of us have a pretty good
The guards
idea.
All stop. Yep. The lead guard passes her hand back across the door, which you hear lock itself, and turns to you.
Azu.
I feel like there's something you should probably be telling us.
It's associated with a meritocratic mission.
It's classified at the highest levels. We can't say any more. But there's a reason that this mission is being undertaken by paladins.
If you want us to do it separately without him here...
Totally fine with that.
Do you have any of the paperwork for that key? We'd be happy to let you do so. Forgive me, sir, in the absence of Mr. Tahan.
Very, very important part of the classification level of this mission that it is not in the paperwork.
We're not able to do that for you, then. If you can't prove that the key is your own, everyone who comes in and accesses those vaults either proves it's their own or proves that they're on meritocratic work. If you can't prove it, there's not a lot that we can do.
We just saw the dragon.
Literally yesterday.
It was a meritocrat himself.
Look, get in contact with Oscar Wilde and do it quickly.
All right. In the meantime...
We'll wait here.
Thank you. They gesture for you to basically the VIP room that you just left, Hammond. Like, sorry, the one that you had a moment of heart-to-heart with your father.
That seems like weeks ago, Alex. Maybe a month.
Eventually. And by eventually...
In the pause, I'm going to try and gently explain to Azu what classified means. And that this all has been approved at the highest levels, but we also can't tell people about it.
Oh!
I mean, to be fair, when you're in somewhere, they say, if you stray from this, we're going to use lethal force.
I totally understand. Absolutely. Yep.
I mean, you'd have thought it'd be something that Wilde would clear, but as a handler, he doesn't seem to be up to much.
Well, as I said, it's supposed to be completely off the books. Imagine one of the reasons we're in here is so that we have...
You didn't
can do
say
both.
That. You just said, could I...
It's my... I should have explained that better. I absolutely accept this.
I need things to be absolutely clear.
I'll do better next time.
I am not an ambiguous person.
Totally fair. Totally fair. So, as I said, the mission we are on, you know, is very much not public knowledge, and it's very important that it stays classified because we don't want to worry anyone. And, you know, we don't want there to be panic or speculation about it. That's one of the reasons we take other jobs while we're in places, is so that we appear to be just a normal travelling mercenary group. But it has been approved by the meritocrats, has been approved at high levels.
Everyone give me a perception check.
Ooh.
Ooh.
16. That's not very good.
17.
That's 20. I never know what to add to it.
Your perception skill.
Was that a natural 20, though?
That was a natural 20.
It's a natural 20.
26.
Yeah.
Yep.
24, but not natural.
Azu and Sasha.
Yay.
So you're in currently this sort of boardroom. You came in, the door is at one side, it's just a blank wall on the other. There's the large table, and there's sort of a set of cabinets, including like a drinks cabinet at one end, and then another blank wall that is backing onto the corridor. Oh. The large, flat, blank wall that doesn't lead to anything, you hear the distinct sounds of footsteps behind it. But they have the wrong sound quality for that wall. They shouldn't be there.
Azu walks over and just like immediately presses her entire...
What?
There's someone behind here.
Can you give me a will save?
Okay. That's 19.
Plus a lot.
That's 29.
Sure. Yeah, fine.
What?
Welcome to Paladins. You reach out and you feel a faint tingle and then you compare what you're touching with the actual, like, what you're seeing and you realise... There's an illusion on that wall. That wall isn't that wall. There is an illusion on that wall.
Sasha is right behind her with the daggers out.
Give me a will save as well.
13 plus 4 is 17.
17? You know what? I'd say with the knowledge that, like, if Azu, I assume that you make it known what you've discovered.
There is an illusion on this wall.
What?
There's something wrong with it.
It doesn't disappear or anything, but... It's a good illusion, but yeah, the bit that you're touching doesn't match up. The wall quality is not the same as what you're looking at.
I take a coin out of my pocket and throw it at the wall.
It bounces off and appears to be normal.
High level illusion.
Extremely high.
Can you go? Can you push through it? Or
Azu attempts to push the wall.
Give me a strength check.
Okay, that's 10. Somehow.
Nope. that's a wall. That's what that is.
Sasha's going to feel around for a door handle.
Give me a reflex save. Mm.
Oh, natural 20.
That's a natural 20 plus 10.
You're feeling along the wall, you're reaching for some kind of door handle. Your hand then falls right through. Like, yay. You basically almost fall through this illusion and then catch yourself.
She turns it into a roll and comes up in perfect combat pose. She just rolled a natural 20.
You catch yourself, but on this side of the room. You didn't plunge through into whatever's on the other side, but you did go, oh, and there's no wall there.
That sounds better than turning up in...
It is at the opposite side. So you have the whole length of the wall. One half is the bit that Azu was desperately trying to like... The other half is... Basically seems to be a hole that's covered by an illusion.
There's a doorway here. So it's like she's, Azu, I'm guessing, is like...
We should
and Sasha just, so,
check what's on the other side.
Right, yeah, here.
Okay, that side. Okay, all right, let's go. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll go first.
If you heard movement, we need to know who's there and if they're watching.
Yeah,
the sound
don't.
Of the footsteps has become a quick run and they are receding quickly.
Okay, ooh. Okay. She dashes through and Azu follows.
Okay. You dash through and find yourself in darkness. Who has dark vision here? I believe, Azu, you have dark vision? I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to just, you do.
Okay.
You do.
Fantastic.
Sasha, you find yourself going from this into... a very, very dim corridor. The only light that is coming in is through what turns out to be a hole in the wall behind you. Mm-hmm. It looks like someone has bashed a hole in the wall, and you find yourself in a stone corridor. Down one side, it just is gloom, and down the other, you see a receding figure with a torch that has just disappeared down the corridor. And
runs, yes, runs, let us give chase.
Runs, yeah, runs.
Do you want us to enter combat time?
So... I don't need to enter combat time, but I do need to know Hammond and Grizzop, both of them have disappeared, and you hear the sound of them running away.
Maybe.
That doesn't translate on podcast, guys!
They slowly
we make
turn
eye contact.
To each other.
Take up a side quest.
And I go,
well, what if we...
I'll leave a note!
We're getting the heart of Aphrodite.
Is that something you could just leave? We can't abandon our friends!
They can handle themselves.
Split the party, split the party.
You go, I'm going to stay here. We can't just go away. Like, we're already doing something.
Plot hook, though. Plot hook.
I'm going to stick my head through the wall.
It's a stone dark corridor. Because you're not immediately leaping into the fray, give me a perception check.
Oh, maybe we should have done that.
17.
Covered in hieroglyphics.
Oh!
I think the I pop back out. I think the tomb is this down here.
We're doing that later!
There was someone watching us! They're escaping!
No! Because Sasha and Azu were chasing them!
I love your fundamental disagreements on, like, the real basic stuff. It's really pleasing because neither of you are against one another. It's just...
Can you move faster than Sasha?
It's a good point.
I'll come back in.
I'm wearing armour. I can't move fast enough.
Right. So, immediately it becomes apparent that Sasha is a lot quicker than you are.
What speed are you?
You're probably in heavy enough armour. 20. It'd be 20, yeah.
I'm 40.
She's double your speed.
Sasha zooms along.
Do you slow down for Azu?
No.
Okay, give me a reflex save.
26.
You run. There's a... You feel one of the stones underneath give way. Immediately reflexes kick in. You do a triple fit and there's the distinct sound of as some kind of trap goes off. Azu, give me a reflex save.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
No.
11.
How heavy your dice are compared to
clunk, clunk, yeah. Clunk, 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 clunk.
It makes plot sense.
You feel the stone underneath give way. Are like, That's ow, 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 ow.
That's absolutely what would happen. Oh, bless her. Does your ominous great axe just start howling?
Oh,
You take 13 damage. Whoa. Give me a fort save.
Oh,
oh
dear.
13.
I'm sure everything's
We're
fine.
We're going to need another relic to keep her.
I'm sure.
I'm poisoned. Right?
I'm sure everything is fine.
Slam cut to back in the room.
Because if we ran down there blindly, we might trigger two traps. You know, Sasha's the kind of person who's built to do that.
I take your point. I just worry they might need our help.
But Sasha will be fine.
Cut back to
Azu. Azu's there too.
In the dark, you see you are peppered with some kind of darts. And they're just in you. Oh. All over. And it hurt a lot because there was loads of them.
Oh no.
Sasha,
yeah.
You are now running, having left Azu behind and the corridor entrance, just in pitch black.
I think if she can't hear the other person...
You can. You are gaining on them. They are ahead of you.
They've got a torch. They're going to be like highlighted.
I can see them then. Oh no.
Well, can you see the glow? Like...
So are they around a corner?
But wait,
don't question the GM. Well, she cannot see the person. Trust me on
magical darkness.
This.
We were told there was magical darkness down here.
If I can, hear them, I'm going to throw a dagger.
Okay, give me an attack roll.
Two. I mean, there'll be plus something, but it's not going to be much. If it's a thrown dagger,
no,
it's
you're fine. It isn't going to be enough.
Yeah, given that you can't see your target, you have to roll concealment.
I'm not even going to bother. Like, even without concealment, it just disappears into the darkness. Ting, ting, ting.
But that, in fact, teaches me something about the fact
you hear the footsteps stop. And then continue more slowly. Azu, what are you doing?
Azu tries to pull all the darts out.
Okay, you are able to do so. They're quite large. That helps.
Ow.
Okay, so it's just... Ow, ow,
they're almost arrows, if I'm honest. Jumping to Hamid and Grizzop.
Should I maybe go and get Azu?
What, can you hear me going...
Ah! No, but we've just had this discussion about Sasha is perfectly suited. Azu is really not, in respect.
Remember we were told there was a lot of darkness down there. Like, I don't know how well Sasha functions in complete magical darkness. I mean, not that I can do much better. I'm worried about our friends is all.
What?
Well, go. Just stick your head down there and check that they're okay.
Right, okay.
I'll start kind of jogging down the tomb, being careful of tomb traps.
That's fine. You rapidly catch up with Azu. Extracting herself with bits of tomb.
This is exactly as I expected.
Going well?
There was a trap.
Yeah.
See, what Azu thinks she's saying is there was a trap. What comes out is...
You should come... I think you've been poisoned.
No.
Yes, you definitely have. Come back and we'll sort you out, but...
Where's the baby?
I don't know. I'm going to guess if you're concerned for Sasha, she's very suited to this kind of thing. She's very competent, so I'm sure she can handle herself.
What are you going to do?
Okay, I can't understand anything you're saying. Because you've really obviously been poisoned. You're probably going to fall over in about 10 seconds, so I can't carry you. So really come with me before...
Azu collapses.
On me or
no? Oh. No.
Just on
backwards.
Reflex
just
save.
Yeah, reflex save.
You know what? Yeah, give me a reflex save. That's fair.
15.
Almost on you. Around you. You find yourself in the midst of an Azu.
Okay. Right.
Spit on my hands. I'm gonna cast Lesser Restoration.
I'm going to jump to Sasha and then come back to this. So, Sasha, are you still proceeding?
Yeah, carefully.
Okay.
Oi!
Stealth.
No, he's heard me. I threw a dagger at him.
True.
Carry on.
Throws a dagger.
Give me another attack roll.
It's only 6, so whatever I add to it.
No. Bing! The slow steps become quick steps again.
There's now complete darkness, isn't it?
There's suddenly an...
Ahead of me?
Mm-hmm.
Do the footsteps stop?
They do. Give me a perception check.
I mean, that's only a 9, but it's plus 12, so 21.
21?
Mm-hmm.
You hear a very, very faint sound of... A little while after the...
All right, mate. Are you... Is that a trap? Are you... Hey! No, I just want to know what you were listening for. It's all right. I'll pull you out of the hole. Is that a hole?
There's this distant... Hey, bar lady. How you doing? I'd really appreciate a little help. I might have made a mistake again.
Really? Really? Right.
Ooh, punish
this
him.
One really is your fault.
I mean, yeah. No, yeah, this one's me. There's no one else here.
Can you see in the dark?
I'll give you some treasure.
I've got plenty of treasure, but what treasure?
I'm going to cut back to Hamid alone in the boardroom.
Hamid walks over to the fake wall.
It's been
and then turns back and paces around the room. And then walks over the... And then turns back and paces the room.
Jumping back to Grizzop with Azu. Azu, you are unconscious. You're basically... Your dexterity has effectively temporarily become zero. You are just...
I am conscious.
Yep.
That's... Canonically, that's paralyzation if your dexterity is zero.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Bren.
I cast Lesser Restoration, which I didn't know if it was going to be effective, but it absolutely is.
Yes, it is. Lesser Restoration goes off. Unless you... Do you choose not to? Do you like, no, none of this?
No.
None of this flim-flammery.
Okay.
She's not.
So, this is a poison effect, but it has dealt temporary ability damage.
Sure.
So you will heal 1d4 ability damage. Can you roll me 1d4?
Remember that guy's legs.
Four.
Nice.
You go from paralyzed to just really clumsy. Just all of the clumsy, but you can like stand
you're
and
like
move
super
around.
Super stiff. You're like you can move now, but you're at the lowest level of human capable.
The best
sort
description
of.
Is imagine that you are catatonically drunk, but physically. Mentally you're fine. It's just like whoa, might be slur in words, cause there's
your
a lot of point.
So a muscle.
You know what? My face is very big, bigger than I thought it was. Like you're mentally completely fine, just a bit all over the show.
So there was a person.
Yes, and Sasha ran after.
Running.
Yes, you got trapped.
She can't see.
So she'll deal with it.
She'll.
But she's capable. She's okay. Look, you can see, and what happened to you?
If anything, it's a distraction.
It was hidden.
Yes. Traps usually are.
Now, come, Azu, a continual hug.
Come with me, and we'll get you back out.
She's so good, and the world should be good for her.
It will not be.
You could have a nice sit down and we might be able to get you a cup of tea or something.
Okay.
I was instinctually...
Everyone take 3 heart damage.
I was instinctually going to say I help Azu back, but I've just remembered that she's literally 3 times my size. I... wave my hand vaguely at Azu, kind of
support.
Helping her... psychically.
Supportively tapping the elbow from below. Kind of,
yeah. Just reaching up.
I'm going to skip ahead to Hamid. What is Hamid doing? You've still heard or saw nothing.
Still pacing.
Suddenly, Azu stumbles through, followed by Grizzop. Stumble being the operative
okay?
word.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to then cut back to Sasha.
Her intention would be to find where Howard Carter is, grab him, pull him up, and drag him kicking and screaming back.
So before you proceed,
yep.
He's there. Listen, if you're going to help,
mm-hmm.
you might want to be careful in the darkness.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Might there be traps?
Yep, there might. I mean, it's an educated guess, but probably, like, pit traps in this specific section.
Right.
Just an FYI.
Any spikes down there?
You know what?
Yeah.
Yes! Yes, there are! Really sharp ones.
I'm amazed this man has adventuring levels.
All right, well, I'm going to throw a rope to you.
Okay, one sec. Give me a second. I'm going to have to give a concentration check for him.
Pull something out of himself.
Yeah.
What? I didn't say it.
Does he scream faint and die?
So, you hear him start muttering some kind of spell that slowly starts increasing volume.
Hey, what do you want to? Oi!
It kind of falters and then dies.
It's only dark there because of the magic. I can make it go away if you let me.
Okay.
And then the darkness falls. You are still in a dim corridor, but there is clearly a massive pit.
Right.
Like 10 foot by 10 foot wide, directly in front of you, covering the whole corridor.
Mm.
And there is torchlight shining out from the bottom of it and up towards you. Now you can see in the corridor properly.
All right. Still, because while the ground may now be vaguely illuminated, it could still be covered in other traps. She throws the rope that she's got. She definitely has rope.
She does.
Yeah. Across the remaining gap and into the pit that Howard's in. Is that long enough?
Give me some. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Can you climb up or do I need to pull you?
I mean, if you're offering to pull, I'd really appreciate it.
All right. Tie it round your under your arms.
Yeah, just be gentle. Please.
That's not going to happen.
I know. I know.
Well, I mean, however gentle it is however much you weigh. So then she pulls him out.
Give me a strength check.
Yeah. 7.
There's... Ah! Everyone who's in the office, give me a perception check.
19.
Screams in the corridor for Rizal. And Hamid.
Yep.
And Azu.
23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You all hear the distinct sounds of male screams from way down
the corridor. Should definitely help.
I think she found him.
Grizzup makes
she's likely.
Jump two. Are you going to try again?
That really hurt. I'm not going to lie. That hurt a lot.
Well,
I give you more treasure if you make it not hurt next time.
And there's quite a lot of you is the problem.
It's quite a lot of treasure. Sorry.
Wait, you weigh that much because you're carrying treasure?
Tell you what, give it again. Give it a go again.
13.
Total?
Yeah.
He's very heavy. He's very, very heavy.
Hmm.
Far more heavy than he has any right to be.
Hmm. Like, Sasha wiggles the rope around. I'm going to check for traps between her and the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Like a proper...
Give me a disabled device. No, it's a perception check, sorry.
23.
Yes, there is.
Lots of traps.
There's one. Really formidable one. Describe how you search for this trap. You've succeeded, so you don't need to worry about your description setting it off or anything.
She is just looking really hard. And
then, ah, there it is.
Yeah, that'll work. And then very gently wiggling the rope across. It's like it's a snake type. Sorry, but very gently. And not just waiting for it to set anything off, but wanting to feel for resistance.
So as you do it,
or changes in light or anything,
you feel like,
that. Like
one of the flagstones shifts to the right and then stops. Mm. As you catch it, you nuggle it again and it has a little bit of wiggle, and it's the only one that does. You're pretty certain that that flagstone will set off a trap.
So walk to it go around the flagstone.
Uh-huh.
Yep. To the edge of the pit, so look straight down at him.
You could also use disabled device to like jam something in the mechanism and prevent it going off. Like that's something you can do, basically.
In the pit, you might see Howard. You do.
Yeah.
You see Howard Carter. He's impaled a little bit through the leg. He doesn't appear to be bleeding out or anything.
Oof.
But he's at the bottom of a pit that's full of spikes.
Oof.
And
could
treasure.
Have been worse. Right.
He has a bit. It seems to be gold items strewn around the bottom beside an open bag of his. And he's kind of looking at you a little bit sheepishly.
All right, mate.
Hey.
So you, how about you throw that gold bag up here?
Oh, I see. This isn't my... I know what happens when I do that.
Right. Well, look, I've got a lot of paladins waiting outside. So if I come back with the treasure and not you, I'm going to get an earful.
Give me a diplomacy check.
That's... 7 minus 1, 6.
You know what? Paladins, you said. I think I'm all right. I think I've got it. I reckon if you can just leave me that rope, I reckon I got this covered. I appreciate it, though.
No, honestly, mate, that's not happening. And also, you ain't climbing up this. Right, I'm going to go get my paladin mates,
no,
who are big.
Or
and
don't. Or
I'm small.
Or
and small.
I throw you some treasure to not get the paladins.
That's not going to happen.
Loads of treasure to not get the paladins.
Appraise the treasure.
Give me an appraise check.
19.
It's a lot of treasure. A lot of unique items down there. You reckon you could probably fence them as well. Historical artifacts, big, big market for historical artifacts.
Look,
especially
mate,
in Cairo.
Look, all right, right now I'm really not in a great position to annoy the paladins.
Listen, I won't say anything.
They've got
you help me out,
me
and
right
we can clean this place out, you and me.
I don't think that
50-50.
Like, there's the twinkle in one side, but then there's also the fact that she doesn't want to be a zombie.
Oh, tough.
Yeah.
Right, okay, I am going to get the paladins.
Okay, I mean, you don't have to.
I mean, I do.
Or?
I mean, nice offer, mate, but right now I've got bigger fish to cook, and like, honestly, I think they're good.
50,000 gold.
Okay, but I mean, it's
So do you think Sasha's okay? Should we go and check on her?
Nah, she'll be fine.
I trust her to, you know,
exactly,
take care of herself.
Absolutely. She's really, really learning. You know, she's like you. I think, you know, she's doing well.
We can't leave her.
Yeah, well, we're not leaving.
She'll come back when she needs some help.
Otherwise, we'll all end up like you.
She might end up like me.
Okay, you've met Sasha, right? She ain't going to end up like you.
Oh.
And I'm going to end on that really cruel, unnecessarily cruel note.
Yes.
I'm going to end just beating Azu down for being nothing but lovely.
She's just so kind.
Join me on this side of the fence, Ben. It's great.
No, this is...
We've got cake.
No, this is perfectly Artemisian.
He is very practical, it's true.
Yes.
So, I mean, technically this doesn't count as bad things happening to all of you.
They happen to someone else.
They happen to someone else.
Oh, no, that's... And one of your NPCs, which just makes it so much sweeter.
Yeah. See, right? I think
I'm so tempted
this
to just be like, no, mate, I'm going to leave you there to die.
I think,
like,
I got this figured. Mm. You all actually do enjoy the suffering. It's just not your suffering that you like.
Yeah. Well, it's because you make all your NPCs so likable.
Welcome to a brave new world. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Smash cut to interior of the carriage. It is awkward.
Hammond is doing the awkward turtle with his hands.
Oh, no. Wow, that is an old reference.
What? Wait, the like that?
Awkward turtle.
Awkward turtle.
One hand above, on top of the other hand. Fullest. Twirling both thumbs to either
audio
side.
Audio description.
Oh.
Thank you, Beth.
Yeah. Okay, with the interlocked fingers.
You don't necessarily... You can,
is it a sex thing?
No.
It's a motion you make when things are really awkward.
Turtle. It's like a really, really
early
really
meme.
Awkward turtle is something very different.
Like
you have awkward
meme.
Turtle, which is with the wiggling, and then you have really awkward turtle, which is on its back with no legs, and it's just there.
Me and my friends also do awkward giraffe and awkward whale.
Nice. I feel like we've gone off topic a little
bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yes.
Bring this one back.
I don't get that awkward with most of my friends.
Let's put it this way. If you're resorting to awkward turtle, things are probably awkward enough for awkward turtle.
Right.
It's when you see an awkward situation from a small distance and you want to share with your friends
and
that it's
you
really
think
awkward.
That the giraffe is...
if you want to do it subtly, you do an awkward turtle.
This is Patreon.
You
want to
do it immediately, you do the awkward off.
Garbage.
Oh, right, gosh. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
The awkward whale, though.
Yeah. Oh, no!
You throw yourself onto the table.
Right.
Lie there like a whale, flapping your arms, going...
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.